Some of the topics we learned about include Tzafen, the requirement for a Karban Oila and a Karban Chatas to be brought in the northern section of the Azara. The Gemara discusses Shechita, Kabbalah, the sources that these Karbanas must be slaughtered and their blood received in Tzafen. Sheichit Umakabal, whether the Kayin slaughtering or accepting the blood also needs to stand in Tzafen. Karban Chatas, one is Chayev Karban Chatas B'Shegig if he transgressed an Avera for which he would be Chayev Karas B'Mezid. Karban Ashim, for certain Averis B'Shegig and in certain situations, one is Chayev Karban Ashim, also sometimes referred to as Asham Vadai, one of which is Asham Me'ilis. If one was Mayel B'Hektish B'Shegig, he inadvertently benefited from Hektish, he's Chayev Karban Ashim Me'ilis. Karban Ashim Tali, generally one is Chayev Ashim Tali if he is unsure whether he transgressed an Avera for which he is liable to a Karban Chatas, if he is sure that he was Oiva B'Shegig. The Gemara cites a machlekes Rabbi Akiva v'Chachamim where the one brings an Ashim Tali for Safek Me'ilis. Tafel Chamim in the Iker. A secondary matter cannot be more stringent than the primary matter. The Gemara discusses several examples including Meiser, the redemption of Meiser Sheni, Temura, transferring the Kedusha of a carbon onto an animal with a mum, a blemish, and Pesach, the libations and the waving of the Chazav HaShoyk of a carbon Pesach and of a Pesach remaining after its proper time.